Hey dolls,
we're back dolls.
For episode 6.
I hate that this is just episode 6.
We were on hiatus.
I'm back. I don't even know where I've been. It's been a whirlwind. I'm back.
Are you excited to be back?
Yeah, but it's been a really great almost month. I was gone almost a month, you know. That. And it's so much crazy good shit has been happening. And wow, how about we just launched a big retailer?
We just launched on Macy's.com.
Macy's.com yesterday.
Exciting. You should have seen Doris's dance. I'm going to get her to let me put it on so our bad. Social channels so you could see it.
I had moves going left, right.
Yeah,
oh,
you
it was
did.
So bad. It was so bad.
I was like, where did she get these moves from?
I don't know. And I was like, where did those boobs come from in that video? But anyway, so it's been really great. I can't wait to fill everyone in.
We've kind of like been a little sassy. We kind of made some waves, which
I think
we never intended to.
Yeah,
but
listen, I think some people got it twisted. So if you want to know where I'm going to go right here because people are just baiting to wait to see what we say next. We did a podcast earlier. I don't know which one it was, about SPF, and specifically said, let's not get this twisted. But of course, everyone twisted it. About SPF, about ingredients with SPF, and our thought processes on SPF, okay? So first and foremost, when I started seeing some of these people coming at with me, and I was like going like Wonder Woman, like dagging,
your shield.
Like, dun, 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 and I said, well, obviously they didn't listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, and it was like,
obviously you didn't listen. You grabbed the clickbait. And mind you, I do have to say this. I'm not here for your clickbait. I am here to educate you. It's what Dalton's all about. Was the ethos of this brand is to bring you clean beauty, to do the investigation of every single ingredient that goes in there, and do the work for you so you can trust and feel safe on the ingredients that you put on your skin. I don't sell SPF, so here's the deal. I'm not saying
so you
I'm
have
against
no incentive.
It. I have no incentive. But the whole crux of that, and like I said, people got it twisted. It was like, it was another tornado of the 150 that went through here 2 weeks ago. But it's one of those things with SPF. The whole purpose of that entire podcast was to alert you, alarm you, and wake you up to the ingredients that are in traditional SPF. We also linked natural SPFs there that you could utilize. I believe in that. If you're going to be out in the sun for an extended period of time, you should protect yourself. And here's a natural version to do it that isn't toxic. So that was my view on it. So if you got it twisted and you came after me, shame on you. Shame on you for coming after me, which means yes. that you did not listen. So listen before you open your mouth. I always learned that a long time ago. My mother taught me that. Listen before you open your mouth, because then what comes out of your mouth is an educated response. Don't just come after me unless you heard the whole thing.
You know what I find really interesting, though? A couple of things.
Fair.
The number one thing is that the people who came after you were the ones who do have an incentive to sell sunscreen products, but in the same breath said they're just trying to sell you something. We're not at all.
Listen,
and I think like there's really this like paradigm shift and this split, right, where like half the population is understanding that things that we might have been told and sold for generations are simply not true. And then there's like, you know, another half that's, I think, having a really hard time maybe accepting some of that and accepting that like ultimately we have to be our own authority on everything. So just because
somebody else says something,
mm-mm. Do the homework.
Yeah.
Like do the research, and then even then
question it.
Who's funding it?
Even then,
who's funding it? What's the financial incentive?
Ready, let's say this one of those nothing. Even then, do the research and then
cheers.
No, question it. Say it ready with me.
Question it.
Question it. Yeah, because here's the deal. And honestly, I am a firm believer. Listen, I have a grandson. Of course, I wouldn't let him play out in a swimming pool for hours without putting SPF. But I'm not going to put one that I'm getting off of the drugstore shelves that I'm not paying attention to what's in it. So that was the whole purpose of that.
The context of the conversation was honestly like much broader. And for anybody who's been following us for a long time, you know that we talk about these things.
We talk about everything.
We talk about in food. It's like, it's fine for us to say, I was saying this to Francesca the other day. Nobody has a problem when we tell you that there's chemicals in your makeup, that there's chemicals in your skincare, that there's chemicals in your food, that there's chemicals in the air. But dare we tell you that there's chemicals in your sunscreen that could be endocrine disruptors and are endocrine disruptors and benzenes and benzones, which, by the way, avobenzone, oxybenzone, they're not contaminants. They're not
part of a big huge plan was just pulled off the shelf last year for using them.
So they're not like a thing of the past.
Yeah.
They're just still so relevant.
Know, they're still there and they're in a lot of aerosols.
Yeah.
They're there.
But there we try to share that, and it's like we get hate. But again, our position is very much.
If you hate me, that's fine. I don't care. You can turn me off.
Do what works for you. Yeah. Modulate your toxin load in the way that works best for you. All we ask is that you just clearly heard what we were trying to say.
Yeah.
And maybe you missed the first line, which was don't get it twisted.
We're not
saying to never wear SPF for prolonged periods of time.
Yeah.
But vitamin D is a critical nutrient.
So I wanted to pull this back around, and I will stand firm in my ground on this, that I do believe everybody without SPF needs vitamin D. The best way to get vitamin, don't think that you can get the same kind of vitamin D from a supplement that you can get from the sun. Please do your research on that. You're going to take your supplement, half of it's going to be digested into your belly. Not going to get it all.
Stomach acid just kills it.
Stomach acid's going to eat them all up. So to go out in the sun for 10 to 15 minutes, I'm not saying fry and get yourself burnt and peel and blister. No one's saying that. 10 to 15 minutes.
Say that again. No one is saying that.
So 10 to 15 minutes in the sun.
In the morning, if you can.
Yes,
in the morning. Helps with your circadian rhythm.
Exactly
right. And
helps
your vitamin D production. And if you can, do it without sunglasses.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to hit the sunglass.
I feel the hate coming already.
Oh my gosh.
The unfollows coming.
I'm going to just come in here in a suit of armor. I don't know if you guys have known this, but then I'm going to switch that around to circadian rhythm because I want to talk about food.
Yes. Yes. Finally. I'm so excited.
I want to talk about food, but let's talk about sunglasses a little bit. Just really quickly. Please do your research. Don't listen to the whole podcast before you... And if you agree, great. Give me a thumbs up, and a heart. Pink one, preferably. sunglasses fool your body into thinking that it's shaded. So you actually burn more when you wear sunglasses.
Yeah, you do. Your melanite receptors are in your eyes. So if you're blocking your melanite receptors in your eye, your body is not able to produce melanin. And that is going to hurt you twofold.
Good,
That is going to make you burn in the sun. And it's going to mess with your sleep cycle and your circadian rhythm. Because your body is not getting that morning sunlight to produce, cortisol. And then at night, you need melatonin.
But let's talk about circadian rhythm.
Let's talk about it.
Can we talk about this whole thing I'm researching in right now?
Yes, fill us all in, tell us, and share with us the person who got you onto this whole thing.
So
maybe we'll get her on the podcast.
I would flip my lid if I got this woman on the podcast, because if you guys aren't following her, it's called the Primal Bod.
She says everything that we want to say.
Oh, and she curses up a storm, and she does all this stuff. She's brilliant.
Yep.
And so I started, okay, here you go. As a person that... She started saying some things and she intrigued me. Okay. And so I started researching what she was saying. And she was spot on. So spot on, and I'm still researching. So I am 61, postmenopausal. thyroid removed. So I'm on thyroid medication, very low dose of it because my body is really sensitive to it. It gives me headaches when I have to take it, but I don't have a thyroid, so I have to take it. So it's a balance and it's really low. So my metabolism's in the shitter. So it's
what's my excuse? Mine is too.
Well, it's tricky. It's tricky. Most people say, oh, you know, lose weight, don't eat the blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, I have no metabolism because that comes from your thyroid. So I have no thyroid because I had rare thyroid cancer. And now I'm sitting on a ton of weight that I want to get off because I want to be able to move around for my grandson.
It's so hard to lose weight. Incredibly and I hate when people are like, hard. Just eat less and move more. Like, no, wrong. So anyway.
So here's the thing. Honestly, there are a shit ton of weight loss medications out there right now. We all know the semaglutides that are out there, the Ozempics, the Mounjaros, and all of those things. And I think they're really great for people that need them, and it jump starts them to losing weight. And there's a lot of people that are.
Well, guess what? You just opened yourself up to a lot more nasty comments.
I don't really care. But here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Truth. The truth. How dare you come here with the truth? Leave right now. Goodbye.
Who is this person? So here's the thing. I was like, I'm going to give it one last ditch effort before I go down that route, because when you're on that path, it's a permanent pathway, right? Like, because there's a lot of things happen when you take those medications that you really can't get off of right. them that easily.
So it's a lifelong commitment.
It's a lifelong commitment. So I
for
take
the
those,
most part.
When you have cancer and stuff like that, and you do the things that I do, and I look and investigate every ingredient that goes into your makeup and your skincare, guess what? If you think I'm going to start, you know, doing that to my body, I'm going to investigate it, and I investigate it pretty hard. And I do think it's really, really positive for people that have struggled really a long time. And then I said, okay, I'm going to give it one last
because
effort.
You know what? Every drug that was approved, that was recalled by the FDA, was also once approved by the FDA.
Yeah. Well, listen. Yeah. I mean, I see some friends that I know that have lost a lot of weight on it. Some friends that I work with, and I think it's really great for them. And it was lifesavers for them. Where I was going with was all of a sudden, you know, maybe the Instagram gods were listening to what I was scrolling and looking, and because I'm at nighttime, I do a lot of my investigation. That's my downtime and at nighttime. So I'm like, okay, I need to jumpstart a dead metabolism because mine is like I said earlier, in the shitter. And so I started doing this research and I come across the Primal Bod, right? And I start like listening to her. She's got some really great clickbait, by the way, if you want to talk about it.
She does.
This chick is on fire. If you really want some
truth bombs, if you can handle the truth bombs,
I'm telling you right now, like, this girl is on fire. If I ever got on a podcast to talk to him, I would just flip a lid because I think she's amazing. But she came across.
Will you come on our podcast?
Yes, please. So I came across her, and she was a nutritionist, and she was guiding people in nutrition. It wasn't until she married her husband, who was a type 1 diabetic, did it really click that it had a lot to do with insulin. And we all know that people that are insulin resistant have a really hard time losing weight. And as you age, you become more insulin resistant. That's why a lot of people in their elderly years end up with diabetes and end up taking insulin. So it's a natural progression, but it's like, why? Because people aren't managing their insulin. So that's what really her whole program is about. I don't know that I'm still researching it.
Honestly, does say though too, which I find fascinating, which is again, probably going to get us some hate, but the science matches up, that taking insulin for diabetes
shut your islet cells down. So when you take when you take insulin, that's it. Like, once you start taking insulin, you really can't get off of
it. And it makes it nearly impossible to lose any weight.
Yeah.
Ever.
Because it does.
Insulin is your fat storage hormone.
It is, and that's why my cat is 25 pounds, because I give him 2 insulin shots a day. So for people that are diabetic and need insulin, it's a lifesaver, right? Like, sometimes people just can't. Their insulin's all over the place. They can't produce it. They produce too much. I mean, whatever. So the only place I was going with this, because I'm doing my research and I don't like to vomit information until I feel really, really concrete in the information that I'm giving you all sides. I don't look at one side. I look at 360, this side, this side, this side, this side. I dissect it. And then I come up with my own opinion. But I do believe, and she goes back, and it's called the Primal Bond. She goes back to this whole fact about our ancestors and the DNA is primal, and why we eat, why she would eat with our circadian rhythm.
And why we should eat whole foods.
Meat. She's like a carnivore. So you could do, like, I guess, like the carnivore diet. Not necessarily keto. What's the other one?
Ketogenic.
No, what's the other one that's like that? Not keto. What is it?
Paleo.
It's hers kind of like paleo. And like no processed foods. We'll be on a processed foods.
So nothing
foods
in a
shit.
Package. So just to give context for that. So paleo, yeah. Nothing in a package.
Nothing.
You're talking fruits, vegetables, meats, nuts, seeds.
Yeah, but she's also
whole
saying
foods.
Nuts are a lot of nuts are full of fat. You can eat some nuts, like cashews are full of sugar. Certain fruits you have to watch, like grapes are just basically sugar bombs.
No wonder why Landon loves them so much.
Yeah, well, they're sugar bombs. So it's like certain things you can eat, certain things you can't. Listen, I haven't done it yet, but I will tell you this. So I've lost a size. I've lost 12 pounds, which, trust me, it's taken me 3 freaking months to do. That's fine. And I could probably gain it back tonight if I went out to eat right. But so I said, okay, now, so let me try this on myself. So talking about circadian rhythm, and I said, Lee, this, there's something to this. So for 2 days, I ate nothing but meat.
All right. So what did that look like?
So sausage, steak and sausage. That's all I ate. I ate nothing. I'm not telling you to do this. Please.
You're just saying this is what you did.
Put me on. This is what I did. And I'm experimenting. Like I said, I have not done all the research. I will come back to you at a later date and let you know what my own personal research has come back with. But I ate meat for 2 days. I didn't eat any salad, fruits, vegetables, raw vegetables, nothing.
Just meat.
I did, which really killed me. I did have a little bit of dairy because everyone knows I love coffee so much, but I cut the coffee out and just had some hot tea because I use less cream in my hot tea. So because I drink a lot of milk, I said you could basically milk me. I think I'm a dairy cow now.
So you don't drink coffee anymore?
Well, this is a coffee. So I did this for 2 days and I lost like 3 pounds.
In 2 days. See, that's so interesting. Wow.
I thought it was crazy.
Wait, but you told me something before we started recording, which was really interesting for me because Emily and I have these really bad gut issues,
yeah.
Which, you know,
I think
come
it
to
comes
find
from
out.
What you eat. I think if you like...
Well, intolerance too, because I know I definitely have SIBO, which is like an intestinal
yeah.
bacterial overgrowth. But you were saying that when you eat meat, what happens in your intestine? I found this to be really interesting.
So 98% of the meat is absorbed and then it converts into amino acids. So a lot of times
rebuild your gut
yeah.
and all those problems.
So I would really like you guys to do your own research. You, Lee,
I've been listening to some people who do it and they swear by it.
I would love for you guys to do a little carnivore diet. And if you don't like to eat meat, I don't know what you would do if you're vegan, but a pescatarian would probably work because you could eat, you know, your fish and
your shrimp and stuff.
Shrimp and stuff like that. And lobster. I love lobster and some king crab legs. but I just found that, quite honestly, when I woke up those 2 days, this was only 2 days. I just did it 2 days ago. And like the last 2 days, like I haven't really eaten yet today.
I'm going to try it.
Because it's been a crazy day already. Like we did a lot of filming earlier and we're going into product development. It's always on Thursdays. And we have a lot, apparently. So that's what I always say with Dial 10. It's like sometimes you see one thing and the next thing you could see 100 things. It just depends on when we're ready to like give it the green light. But I woke up, my stomach was flat.
No bloating.
Like, no.
I could only dream of that day.
My stomach was flat. Like
my
stomach
was
absolutely flat.
And we're going to report back next week. I'm going to do it.
So yeah, try it.
For a couple days.
Try it. And I know that they're going to be knocking on the door to like get us to like, what do you got?
I got some new products.
Ooh.
Oh, this one.
Did it come in?
I got to hide this one.
Did it happen yet?
Didn't launch yet.
Did it come?
Yeah, it came. Just came today. Isn't it nice? And look at the brush too. So nice. The green stick.
I didn't.
You know I love the green stick.
I know you
solid
love the green
serum,
stick.
Color correcting green stick. So fantastic if you have sensitive dry skin. No coverage on this. So I have it on now. I think it's a fantastic makeup primer. And you know who loves this?
Who?
Jamie Makeup.
Do you not love her?
I love her.
Oh my gosh. I'm a big fan of Jamie
I'm a huge
makeup.
Fan of her. I'm she loves this. And we're going to be putting it in her swag bag, but it's such a fantastic
really?
Product.
This looks so good.
You can't say what that is yet, though.
No,
we,
I want
we, we're
to
not
live.
Launching it for a couple months. This is available right now. This we already launched,
wow.
the green stick.
Mm,
and then new blushes. The new blushes.
Can I have this?
You can
oh,
have
the
I'll
new
give
blushes.
You mine.
When are the new blushes?
These already
on?
Launched.
Okay. I can't keep up. You know, we were in Canada for the last 3 days.
I love
then
these.
Before that, I was at HSN. And then the week before that, I was in Las Vegas, which I haven't had a chance to talk about that I really want to talk. Maybe I'll talk about it.
Next
like
week.
A,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was so great. The Age of Possibility.
You had such a good time.
I love that. It was so inspirational.
So for everybody that doesn't know, Doris is one of the 50 ambassadors for QVC's Age of Possibility.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a big deal. And it's
God,
interesting, right? Because it ties back to like everything that we always talk about.
You know, it's so interesting. And I'm going to tell you something. Forever, these products that we make here at Del 10 have always been ingredient driven. And they've been ingredient driven because the whole ethos of myself personally and prior to starting Del 10 was to do no harm, right? Like to make sure that every product that I created when we decided to do Del 10, if you would have asked my younger self 30 years ago, I keep forgetting how old I am, 40 years ago, would I be sitting here with Lee, Emily, doing a podcast, talking about Del 10, I would have said, I don't know what was crack available then, because I don't know what you were smoking to say that we would be doing that. But
you see that thing I sent you, that clip of Whitney Houston?
Oh, when she was singing. God love her. God,
no,
she was something.
What she said about crack. Anyway, keep going.
Oh yeah, I don't do crack. Crack is whack. but I mean, if you were to say that, I would say no. But so it's one of the things I would tell you is that the products that we make, no matter what age you are, good products go on good skin. I mean, are good for the skin. And so part of this Age of Possibility that we did with QVC and that I was so honored to be part of and part of one of the Q50 was so inspirational. But it's all really about, most of the time people think at 50, and mind you now I'm 61, that at 50 it's like life's over. Like most people think that, and you guys probably in your 30s, you're not in your 30s yet, probably think 50 is so far away and that, ugh, like it's old, right?
No, I don't. I don't. I have a different perspective.
You have a different perspective, but Emily's going, yeah, I think you're old. I'm going to hit her with a spitball.
I think every day that you're alive is a gift.
I don't disagree. I mean, you probably got...
Unless you're like 100 and you can't move and you have no quality of life.
Yeah.
That's different.
I think quality of life is really important.
I do too.
But I would tell you that my 40s were insane. Absolutely insane.
You always say that. Your 40s were your best
the
decade.
Best. You feel the best. You look the best. You are so with it in your 40s. Like, do not fret them. Your 50s are better than your 40s. Now I'm in my 60s, and I was a little nervous because I didn't know what to expect in this decade. And it's on fire. I am doing more things than I ever thought that I would be doing. Going more places, discovering more things, new launches, new. And you think like, no, I don't know how to do anything new, whatever. But I'm telling you, new. And when we talk about the Age of Possibility, I think that phrase, that hashtag, the Age of Possibility, will go on until you are no longer possible to do it.
Yeah. So basically, I think what you're saying, which is so simple but so not practiced, is that it's very much mindset driven. Like, stop limiting yourself.
Stop listening to people too.
Yeah.
Like, don't listen to other people's voices, only your voices. Like, listen to the voice in your head. Like, don't limit yourself. Like, life is limitless. Don't limit yourself.
You are your only limit.
Exactly. Like, I know people that are older than me, and the first time they went skydiving. Like, I always want to do that.
Like,
I'm
going to
do that. Well, it is kind of crazy to
jump. Are you really going
to
do it?
Yeah, but not yet. It is kind of crazy to jump out of an airplane.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah, because I have to be around for my Easton.
I think maybe you should rethink that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just really interesting, and part of Vegas was the kickoff to the Age of Possibility. 50s the new everything, was...
You met Babs. I'm so jealous that you met Babs.
And Martha, I love Martha was fabulous, by the way. Kathy Lee, Queen Latifah.
Oh my God, I love Kathy Lee. I used to love watching her. Right. She seemed like very real.
Do you want to know who's so pretty?
But I do
so
really
pretty?
Love Babs. Who?
Queen Latifah's beautiful.
Is she? She
oh
is beautiful.
Oh my gosh. She walked in like, I would have thought she was on roller skates. She was so ethereal. She walks in like this and I was like, I was a little starstruck with her. I don't really get starstruck. And not to say that I feel like I'm better and different or whatever. I just see people's value as all being the same, no matter what you do.
We're all human.
Yeah, I don't see people as being above or below. Just all the same. I think that's a really important thing that my parents taught and instilled in me in a long time.
I do just love me some Babs, though. She's great.
She was...
Babs, we want to get you on.
I sat with her in the box of the at the Sphere with Babs, and her daughter was the one that encouraged her. She had no idea.
She was how old when she started doing her social media?
Older than me. She's in her 70s.
Yeah, she just started. I think she started during the pandemic.
Her daughter encouraged her, and she's going all over the place. Like that came from her daughter or granddaughter, one or the other. So please don't. I only have one brain cell. My other ones are out to lunch. But it was all, so they did a lot of keynote speaking, and it was so impressive that almost all of the women that were there, all lives started after 50. All of their opportunities started after 50. Their lives started to take on after 50. Some got married in their 50s.
That's amazing.
Everything happens. So when you think that, this is just me, and I always have to now just keep going back to that, because I'm not saying this, what's good for me might not be what's good for you, but a lot of us have, gotten
conditioned, yeah,
had children, and then after the children leave the nest, we're kind of like, well, I've devoted my life to these children. Well, you did the right thing, because you've created a family, children, people that can move on in this world and do good and have their own lives. But that wasn't all you were here for.
Right.
So now the book opens because you have that time.
Next chapter.
It's the next chapter. So what's in that? And it's an open book, and you write the chapter, you write the story, you write the words, you write it. And so you're only limited by your words and your thoughts.
So I have a question
for
you.
Pretty interesting.
So if you were to give advice to somebody who's just, in their late 40s, about to be turning 50, or actually if you could give advice to yourself at that point in life, what would the advice be?
What's your dream? And dream it big. What's your dream? And make it big. And go for it. Because you're only limited by your thoughts. What is your dream? I'm living my dream right now. I could get emotional. Like yesterday, I'm sending everybody the Terry Emotions. I mean, we launched in Macy's.com. Like, that's a big deal. Like, all of these things are happening. That's my dream. It's happening. Like, that's my dream.
So have you ever heard that expression? Do you remember when you prayed for this moment?
Yeah, I do. I do know that adage, and it's happening. And like I said, don't limit yourself. And that's easy when someone's sitting there and say, I don't know where to get started. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about where you're going to get started.
Just take it a step.
Just dream it. Just dream it. Just vision yourself there. Like,
it's manifestation.
Yeah.
You know who taught me about that? Jennifer Coffey.
Oh, yeah, she's a
great QVC
host. Yes, yes.
Yep.
But you have to see yourself there. And then believe it or not, the rest of you will start to figure it out.
100%.
The rest of you will start. If you see yourself in that dream and there and it happening and that moment happening and you visualize it, your mind and your thoughts and your actions will actually start to move towards it. But if you see yourself just standing on the shoreline and never getting into the water, you're going to stay on the sand.
Yeah. And
so,
and also,
interesting.
I think just, in having conversations with my mom about things like this, it's like, take time. It goes back to the Dalton brand philosophy. your life is not over at 50, and invest in some great clothes and some good makeup.
Feel good about yourself.
Feel good about yourself.
Yes, it's really important to feel good about yourself, because how you feel is how you treat people. If you're feeling grumpy and you think,
that's a good one.
Well, it is. Think about it. If you feel good, and you know it, you've all done it where you've looked in the mirror and you're having a good, by the way, I'm having a good hair day.
You're having a great hair day.
Yeah, because I washed it. If you're having a good hair day and your makeup's on point and you're dressed and you feel really good about yourself, you're going to face the world differently.
Of course.
But if you're in, and I gave him a little story, but I can't really go into the backstory, but if you wake up and you're in your sweatpants and your hair stuck to your head and blah, like, that's how you're going to be. Now, there are some people that are having difficulties, and but sometimes you have to force yourself to
fake it till you make it.
Yeah, put a little lipstick on. I don't care. Put a little lipstick on, a little bit of lip gloss, brush your hair. Maybe that's all you can do. And that might just be enough for the day. That might just be enough. Whatever it is, that little bit of try, that little bit of this for the day, that little, it sets the pace for the next day.
It
does.
Because
you like how that felt. So you're like, oh, I want to feel that again.
Yep.
It's that endorphin.
It is. Mm-hmm. It absolutely
is. We're suckers for endorphins, right?
Well, they're so important for everything.
I love a little endorphin.
And then I have one more question for you.
What do we got?
So if you could, I already asked you what advice you'd give your younger self. But if you could now give yourself advice for your next decade.
60s.
What would that be? Knowing what you know now, mm-hmm. all the work that you've done over the years, all the evolving, like what would be your biggest piece of advice to yourself, because I'm going to see if you follow through on it.
Okay, I think that it's twofold, okay? First and foremost, all of those things that I've been manifesting, I'm going to make sure that is happening. Like I'm going to circle back around. But the second thing is I want to take time to smell the roses. Like, I want to take time to spend with Easton while he's young and still wants to be around Gigi, right?
Yeah.
And he loves me and I love that baby. And spending time with my family and my sister and my mom, thank goodness I still have her, and my husband and my dogs and my friends. And
I'm going to hold you to that, because you're not good at that. You're a workaholic.
I'm a workaholic, but I find joy in work. So I'm not a workaholic because I'm escaping something.
That's true.
I'm a workaholic because I find joy in it. And I find joy in it because I know what I'm doing matters. If I was just, you know, going through the grind, it would be one thing, but it matters. No, Carla from the Food Network, whom I adore. Love her. She did a keynote speech in Vegas, and I thought it was really brilliant what she said. And it sat with me, and I love when I can take tidbits of other people and like incorporate them and make them my own.
I love that too.
So she said that her life was much like cooking. So she did a lot of her things, and her opportunities and stuff were much like cooking. So she's like, I prepped the roast. I've got the roast in there, and now the roast is in the oven. I'm not going to forget the roast is there, but I don't need to keep prepping it because I already prepped the roast. The roast is in the oven. I don't need to keep opening the door. It's going to cook. I'm going to do that. So it's mindset. And then she's like, now I'm going to go on to the vegetables. All right, what's going to happen here at the vegetables? So I feel like I'm cooking right now. Like I've got the roast in. The roast to me right now, quite honestly, is Dalton. That's the roast.
Okay.
So, it's been a passion of mine for decades.
Yeah.
So, it's cooking. The roast is cooking. The roast is cooking.
She's firing on all cylinders.
She's all cylinder. I mean, she is full speed
ahead.
And
now you're going to do these other little things.
So, I'm doing the vegetables. I'm going to leave the dessert to be the time. But I will take a little bit more time. I did get a taste of it when I took that week and went to Vegas.
Yeah.
And I missed a little bit of time. And I enjoyed myself. So, I will take it. But I will tell you that there's another adage. I live my life by adages, by the way. All the girls here know it. When you love what you do, you never work a day. And I do love it.
So it's so funny because you and I are the same person different years away, and Emily and I are the same person different years away. So we're essentially like all the same person, just in different parts of our lives. And we had to shoot a video yesterday for Mother's Day for social, and it was, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received from your mom? Oh. And that was what I said.
Oh, well, it's really good advice.
That was what
everyone
told me.
Everyone thinks I'm your mom anyway, but I would probably tell you
maybe
that.
Maybe in another lifetime you probably were.
I probably was. But yeah, I think when you love what you do, and don't get me wrong, there are days I go, what the F am I doing? I have to be insane. And there'll be days I'll go home and I'll go to Bobby, you're not going to freaking believe this one.
Yeah, but then at the same time, it's like...
Oh, the joy. But then I have joy. Like, if I wasn't doing what I was doing...
This is fun. Like Heather McMahon says,
yeah,
we can never really get too stressed out doing this because this is fun.
It is fun.
We are not heart surgeons. We are not responsible for saving people's lives. And so the stress that we have is... Really, at the end of the day, it's like, could be way worse, right?
Well, when the lids don't fit and you have to rerun lids.
I know, but can be different. No one's life is on the line.
Can be yours. Can be just a little bit stressful. But no, I honestly, I love what I do. And I know that what we're doing here is making a difference in people's lives. And because I get DMs all the time.
And it's
constantly.
Fun.
Constantly. Oh my gosh, you changed this for me. Oh my gosh, this is speaking of which, quite honestly, I had someone tell me the other day, last week as a matter of fact, that she was crying when she told me this, and it was about the green cream.
Really?
Was it the green cream?
Was it the green stick?
No.
My favorite.
It was the green cream. I think it was the green cream. That her daughter who suffered with acne skin found this product and literally said, oh, you're going to be on with Darce today. It was a host. Said, you're going to be on with Darce today. She's like, yeah, I'm working with Daltan. And said that, please tell her that she absolutely 100% changed my life. And this woman was taken back and said, what? She goes, yeah, she changed my life, mom. Please tell her that. And because the girl had acne-prone skin, and it was the green cream that she was wearing. And
Did that make you cry?
Yeah. She was crying when she told me. She didn't even come in to meet me to go over products and to go over the show.
Aww.
She came in to tell me that she was crying because she loved her daughter and saw how her daughter suffered.
Yeah.
And for her daughter to feel whole again. So that's how you know that what you do matters.
I totally agree, having been there myself.
So yeah, so the next chapter, bring it on. And until, like I always say, the good Lord doesn't want me and the devil isn't ready for me, until somebody calls me home, I'm just going to keep plowing ahead. Kind of like the people in my backyard, P.S., by the way, that are plowing up a mess of everything. But
well, I'm sure that you're not enjoying that with the dogs coming in and out of your
house. Well, I wanted Tito to come and play with his girlfriend, Lily, but the mud would have just been a disaster.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a disaster.
That's a whole other podcast.
Oh, yeah. So, all right.
So we have to get to work now.
We have to go to the PD meeting. But yeah, as
they're
always,
gonna kill
we want to say, we are getting a little sassy, okay? We're getting
sassy. But I will always keep it real.
But it's... always keeping it real, and it's always coming from a place of honesty, truth,
and education,
and authenticity. And so you don't have to trust us. You can disagree with us, but we can all ultimately still love each other and still be friends. Isn't that like a lost thing in our society where it's like, no, I disagree with you. I hate you.
And
it's
I
like,
attack you.
No, not really.
But yeah, and listen, what I have to say, listen, if you have your own research, bring it on. Throw it to me.
Yeah.
I like to read it. You know, tell me something different. I'm open-minded. I am not. That's another thing. Hello. What would you tell your younger self when you're getting older? Keep an open mind. You know, as you get older, I'm not closed-minded. I hate when people become so closed-minded.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you try to tell them things, and not even about anything. I'm telling you anything. This is the color blue. No, it's not. It's not blue. It's green. No, it's blue. Just be open-minded. I love an open mind. Be receptive.
Though, this is like from my like so many hours of therapy. Most people are not open-minded.
Mm-mm.
And it usually stems from people's childhood trauma. And it's a coping mechanism. Yeah. Anyway.
On that could be
another conversation.
Yeah. All right, we do have to go to work, dolls.
All right, listen, we appreciate you as always.
Yes,
we'll be around next week. We're not planning for any other hiatuses coming up.
Not for a couple weeks.
Oh my gosh, next week. We cannot end before sharing this. This is big.
big. So we have a TSV coming up at QVC.
Kicking today's special value today's for special anybody value. Who doesn't know.
Kicking off Monday night into Tuesday at midnight, going all day Tuesday. And it is probably the best value that we have ever
it's
created.
It's the best freaking offer we've ever done in ever any done. Market, in any country, with our ever.
With our two most viral products. And it's one that you won't miss. Do you want to say what it is?
Say what it is. Spill the beans.
So it's going to be a supersized TCE foundation and our viral pink powder.
Hello.
That we've been out of stock
and the for double-ended
almost
brush.
7 months with the double-ended brush. So we've they took a flight to get here. That pink powder has more air miles than me. And so yeah, that's the TSV. I'm really excited. Kicking off with Courtney Monday night into Tuesday.
So
at
you'll
midnight.
Be on all day Tuesday. All day. It's going to be a doll 10 takeover on QVC.
Yep.
Hope that you'll be able to watch. Pretty big deal.
Pretty big.
I would say so.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh my God. I just, you know, I love that show.
It's over now. Did you see the final
season finale?
The season finale was good though.
It was all right.
Yeah.
I love Larry David. Brian makes fun of me all the time because I have similar mannerisms.
I know, but I was like, really? I'm like,
What does he do when he looks at people and he's like, Brian's like, you do that to me all the time. I'm like, do I?
We have to go because we have to
have pretty
get to work.
All right, bye dolls.